The Dutchess County, New York legislature has approved a ban on plastic shopping bags. Despite the near-unanimous vote, there was controversy over one aspect that did not make it into the measure. The ban on disposable plastic bags in supermarkets and convenience stores was authored by Dutchess County Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver and his Republican colleague, Majority Leader Don Sagliano. Pulver says he is proud the county is taking action with this environmental policy. The law was modeled after one the Ulster County Executive signed in October, with one exception. Here's Pulver.
The controversy behind whether we should or shouldn't be charging a fee for the paper bags is that was the only bone of contention in the legislature. And ultimately, we felt that charging a fee kind of hurt the elderly and the poor.
And he contends would have enriched store owners. Pulver says the Republican caucus rejected a proposal led by Beacon Democratic legislator Nick Page to include a 5-cent fee on other disposable bags, similar to a requirement in the Ulster County bill.
That's right. Well, we simply couldn't get any support from the other side of the aisle, despite the fact that we did have not only all the evidence that's been gleaned from the hundreds of locations that have put these laws on the books, but also local expert testimony from various environmental groups.
Liz Moran is Environmental Policy Director at the New York Public Interest Research Group.
Dutchess County making this move is a great step.
She adds,
it's another sign that counties are stepping up where the state has yet to do so. Counties did actions like this with the ban on fracking. Counties took actions like this on microbeads. So it's great to see local governments taking this step, but we really do need to see the state step up and take statewide action. This is not a local concern. This is a statewide concern and a national concern.
Again, Paige.
This plastic bag ban is unfortunately, more of a window dressing than it could be and should be.
Other Democratic legislators characterize the ban as baby steps. Democratic Ulster County Executive Mike Hine says legislative sponsors agreed to amend the act before the effective date next summer to include a provision that would exempt low-income families from paying the 5-cent fee. Pulver, who says Dutchess County is estimated to use more than 100 million single-use plastic bags each year, addresses why Republicans did not go the exemption route.
It was getting so cumbersome at that point. You know, the language was getting, with SNAP payments, you know, whether you're eligible for SNAP payments, whether you weren't. We thought this was a cleaner bill the way we did it.
He says the door is open for modification, but he does not support the fee.
It's a work in progress. We're looking to see in 2020 how it gets implemented and then move along from there.
Page contends the hybrid law adopted in Ulster is more effective.
The bans reduce shopping bag weights by about 20%, and the ban plus fee hybrids can get up into the 90%. So it's significantly worse, but at this point we'll take what we can get and plug along.
Page notes that laws aimed at reducing or eliminating the use of disposable shopping bags have been around for more than 15 years. More than 60 countries have shopping bag laws in place, and nearly 350 bag laws are in place in the United States alone. Pulver says Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is expected to sign the bill, which would take effect January 1, 2020. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.